So when you channel using breath work, you have an entire experience of the information that's coming through, and you can feel the frequency of it. You can feel the profoundness of it. If you ever did like acid or mushrooms or any of those drugs and you have like a huge realization where you're like, holy shit, I can't believe that I just realized this. It feels like that. And you're like, holy shit, this is incredible.
Welcome to Reclaiming Consciousness. My name is Elise Bassine, spiritual mentor, breathwork practitioner, and owner and CEO of Elise Breathes. For many years, our consciousness has been hijacked by societal and cultural programming, religion, the media, and familial and ancestral trauma. Right now, during this epic time in history, people are waking up, realizing who they really are, and reclaiming the pieces of their consciousness that they unknowingly gave away. This podcast is an exploration of how so many spectacular humans are leading the way in exiting the matrix and reclaiming who they really are and what they're capable of. In this show, you'll meet exceptional people who are paving the way in raising consciousness and creating a new way of living on this earth. Get ready to go deep. Now let's dive in.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. So this week, I'm focusing very deeply on the relationship between breathwork and channeling. And this is something that I have been really reflecting on in the last couple of weeks, especially as I'm getting ready to teach this training called Channeled next week. It's going to be on Monday and Tuesday. And for the first time ever, I'm teaching about the way that I channel. It's interesting because it's something that I talk about all the time, just about channeling and how that's such a huge part of what I do. And we do some channeling for business in the Sacred Six-Figure Initiation, but this is the first time that I'm going to be teaching my methodology, which the crux of it is breathwork. And after reflecting on all of this, I realize this really deep and profound connection between breathwork and channeling. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. And this is something that I've discovered for myself. And I know that so many people have so many different views on breathwork and channeling, right? But this is how it came about for me. So I really want to share about this and kind of weave the story of it together for you so you can really understand the importance of it and the importance of channeling really for practical reasons. So the way that I see channeling, like why learn how to channel, it's not so you can go off into some kind of ether and connect with your cosmic guides and ascend and leave this reality. That is really not the point, because that's kind of, in my opinion, a little bit of like escapism or spiritual bypassing or not fully living in this reality. I personally feel that channeling is also meant to ground us into this reality and help us navigate this reality in a easeful, joyful, beautiful, miraculous way. And that is what I believe channeling is really about. And it's about using it for very practical purposes. You know, one of those main things being business, because I've talked about this before, that building a business around your personal work and your and having a personal brand, yes, there's so much that we can learn about business, and there's so much that has worked for other people and so much value that other people share around how to structure businesses and strategically build them and all the things. But ultimately, you have to find your own way, and you have to find the way of doing it that is going to work specifically for you, specifically for your energy, and specifically for your work. And that most likely will look somewhat different than anyone else. So being able to channel and tap into the information and wisdom from your higher self and connecting to this high frequency aspect of you to receive the information that is specific to you has a very practical purpose and a very practical way to be adapted to function at a higher level in this reality. And not only that, but contribute to the evolution of humanity and allow this process of tapping in be one of the main ways that we start to interact with ourselves and the world. And that's what I see us really moving into at this time on the planet, especially, like, I really feel that probably around 5 years from now, everybody is going to be channeling in some way, shape, or form, or everyone is going to have awareness around the value and practicality of tapping into your higher self, your higher wisdom, and some people might call it other things. This is just what I call it and how I describe it, in order to move forward in your life. So that is really the perspective that I am coming from when I'm teaching channeling. It is so that you can adapt it to any aspect of your life that you would like to create more ease, more joy, more satisfaction, fulfillment. And then when it comes to business, so that you can tune in to see, like, what makes sense for you, what is your next move, and getting clear on what it is that you want to offer, getting clear on how you want to structure your offer, getting clear on what you want to charge, all of the details. You can receive all of that from your channel. Now, does it mean that there's not value in learning from other people? No, absolutely not. But it also doesn't mean that we have to take what other people did and just replicate it or be like, okay, this is a template and now I'm just going to follow this template. I don't find that that works, especially if you are a creative and you're meant to channel information and energy through you that is specific to you. So being able to tap into that regularly, not only for like the bigger vision creative stuff, but also just more of the minutiae of how to move and take action, feel clear and feel confident in all decisions that you make. And this particularly that I'm speaking about is in business, but it also applies to pretty much anything that you are moving through in your life. If it's a relationship, for example, if you continue to come up against the same relationship challenges, whether it's with your partner or a family member, where it seems like you guys just keep hitting the same wall over and over again and you're not sure why, or you continue to feel like you are hurt by this person, or you continue to feel like your communication with this person is stuck, or you don't know how to communicate with them, or you continually feel like they are attacking you, whatever it is, there's so many things that we come up against in relationships. You also can use your channel to gain an understanding of what's happening and how to move through it. I am speaking primarily to business owners or women who are thinking about starting a business because that is the main way that I use it, but it can be used in all areas of your life. The way that I think about channeling is I'm not just talking about trusting your intuition or like trusting a feeling. I'm talking about receiving like full on detailed information and like when you're going to do something, what exactly you're going to do, what decisions to make about certain things. Like if you have certain things happening in your life that you have to make a decision around, all of that stuff. So it becomes like a way that you interact with reality where you're not really questioning or doubting anything. You're just kind of living from this place of knowing because you're continuously tapped into this high frequency information that you continue to receive anytime you want to receive it. And the way that I have been able to tap into this is through breath work. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that now so you understand how these two things are related and how breath work is truly, in my experience, the fastest way to access your channel and the most efficient and reliable way. most of you know my story that I have been practicing and sharing breathwork for 23 years. I discovered it at age 19. And it took me a really long time to realize that I was actually channeling when I was both facilitating breathwork with people and practicing it. So when I'm doing breathwork, it allows me to completely just like let go of any blocks or inhibitions or like any of the ego mind gets completely bypassed. And then you immediately have access to the present moment, the quantum field, and this higher frequency energy that already exists within you. But in the regular day-to-day world, it's hard to tap into it because of all of the other things like our thought patterns, the people that we're around, our everyday routines. We kind of get stuck in this rut or this pattern where we're going throughout life just creating the same thing over and over again because that's what we're used to. Even if we know consciously we want to create something else, right? A lot of the time we're just in kind of the same pattern of energy, the same frequency of energy that we repeat over and over again. So what the breathwork does is it takes you out of that very quickly so that you're immediately tapped into something higher. And the other piece of this that really sets this apart from any other methodology is that breathwork clears blocks. So if you feel like you have a block to tapping into higher wisdom, or you feel like you can tap into your intuition, you feel like you are interacting with the field, like you see the numbers, you see the signs, all this stuff, but there's more that you can do with it. Like there's a deeper level that you can go to and there's much more information that you can receive. Breathwork will take you beyond that level to the level of like real communication because breathwork clears any blocks that you would have to receiving that information because my breathwork clears blocks. We all know that. I've been saying it for 4 years now. Like, this is no secret. This is not a surprise. Like, that's what it does. Especially if you're somebody who has addressed a lot of your trauma, which if you've been listening to me for a while and you've done the metamorphosis and all this stuff you have, then the breathwork will immediately take you to this place because any of those thoughts that you have around like, I can't do this, or I don't know if this is real or whatever, any of those thoughts that you have will immediately be cleared and shifted so that you're just tapped into the higher frequency energy. And because the breath work is existing in the body, you're going to have an experience of it in the body so that you know that it's real in a way that you wouldn't be able to experience with any other modality. Because so much of what I see with people is that it's not that they don't know how to tap in. It's not that they don't receive information. It's that they're not recognizing it or trusting it because they think that it's just a thought that they're making up in their head. But if you're utilizing this tool of breathwork that I'm going to be sharing with you, you are able to experience it as a whole body experience rather than it just being a thought in the head. And your body knows the truth. Your body can feel whether things are real or not. That is what is so great about the body. The body doesn't lie. The energy doesn't lie. So when you channel using breath work, you have an entire experience of the information that's coming through and you can feel the frequency of it. You can feel the profoundness of it. If you ever did like acid or mushrooms or any of those drugs and you have like a huge realization where you're like, holy shit, I can't believe that I just realized this, right? Or I can't believe I never looked at it this way. Or, oh my God, I just figured this out. It feels like that. And you're like, holy shit, this is incredible. And you have these knowings and these understandings. And I'm not saying every single time is like that, but with the bigger things, like I know for me with like the bigger ideas that I get, the bigger creative projects that I want to execute, it will feel like that because it's that big, right? It's that meaningful. It's that momentous. It's that big of a contribution to my vision, to my mission, to what I'm creating, right? So it'll feel that big and you have the experience of it. So it goes way beyond a thought in your head and you can't deny it because you feel it. And then executing it and taking action on it comes from a very different place. It comes from a place of knowing. It comes from a place of confidence. It comes from a place of, I can't not do this. And even though like we all can get scared about things, especially if it's something you've never done before, and that's normal, but it's not one of those things where you're like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. I don't know how to move forward. You move past that because the breath work clears all of that. So you move quickly beyond any feelings that are of that nature. I want to talk for a minute about the difference. I think I started this and I got off on a tangent. I want to talk about the difference between like trusting your intuition and channeling. So to me, trusting your intuition is just kind of like trusting your feelings, trusting your gut. If you feel like you're supposed to do something, you listen to it. That is great. And that is one like piece of the puzzle. It's one layer. But channeling goes way beyond that. It's like really having a full-on conversation with your higher self, receiving specific details, bigger understandings of situations, patterns, energies, relationships, business. Like it goes much deeper than just like trusting a feeling. It goes into like actual specifics of how to move, what to think about, how to look at things. And to me, when I tap into my channel, I'm usually shown immediately the highest perspective of everything that's going on in my life. So if there's anything that I'm ever stuck around or I feel like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this person did this, or I can't believe this is happening, or why does this feel so hard right now? Then when I tap into my channel, I see it completely differently. So it's much more than just like trusting your intuition. It is like being able to tap into this other state of consciousness where you can see things completely differently. You can see them from a higher perspective. You understand why they're happening. So it gives you like this peace, this knowing, this ease where you're like, okay, well, even though that's not like, I'm not happy about how this might have unfolded right now, I understand the bigger picture of why this is happening. And I also am tapped into like this greater understanding of what it means to be human and what the human experience is. And that's not all just about everything being easy. It's also about learning shit. It's about walking through hard things so that you come out on the other side as a different version of you, and you can use that knowledge and that energy and that wisdom that you gain from that to fuel what it is that you're doing in the world. So when you're able to look at things beyond just like, why is this happening to me? Or I have to like make this go away. You see this larger picture and you get to move through the world very differently. And that's how I've been moving through the world for a very long time, because I've been tapping into this for a while through breath work. And now I'm going to teach you how to do that in my 2-day training. And then for those that want to go deeper, I'm going to be launching a new mastermind called the High Frequency Channel, where we go really deep into how to use breath work to channel, and you get much more individualized support from me on how to make it work for you and apply it in a very practical way into your world. So that's going to be 3 months with me where we meet every other week as a group. And then you also get a private call with me. We do a group breathwork activation to activate your channel. So that's like, if you really know that this is something that you want to go deep within because you know it's going to help you in your business, you know it's going to take you to the next level, especially if you feel like this is something you've been drawn to for a long time. Like I know there's so many people who want to go deeper when it comes to your spiritual gifts, your abilities, your channeling, and just your ability to work with spirit, to work with the energy of the field, to move from the place of knowing of the information you receive from it, then this would be a great place to start. But start with the training. The training is on Monday and Tuesday. the 18th and 19th at 4 p.m. We'll put the link below so you guys can sign up. It is a great place to start to really like experience what I'm talking about here. One more thing that I wanted to share is I just wanted to illustrate for you, because I had something happen with a client the other day that just perfectly illustrates how we use breathwork for channeling. So she felt stuck in what she wanted to offer in her business. Like, she's had a business for a while, but she wanted to kind of restructure things and rethink what she was going to offer. And she was feeling stuck. She was like, I'm not sure. I feel confused. And whenever anyone tells me they're confused, I know that it's just fear. We always know what we want to do is just fear of whatever we think it's going to mean if we actually take action on that thing. I was like, that's cool. Like, just do this breathwork session. So she does the breathwork session. And within 20 minutes, she had cleared all of the fear, the block. So she had a fear of like it not working out or it not selling or feeling rejected, whatever it is. We all kind of go through that, I know. And that was her block. So within 20 minutes, that was clear. And then she downloaded an offer. And I'm not talking about like the name or like the higher level. I'm talking about the whole thing, like all of the details, everything she was going to teach, how long it was going to be, what she was going to charge, everything that's included, like details within 20 minutes with one of my breathwork sessions. So that's what I'm saying is available when you tap into this and you utilize it in this way. And in the training, I'm going to be teaching the breathwork specifically to channel. And again, I'm using the example of business because this is such an incredible tool to use in your business. To me, it's really the only tool, not the only tool, I don't want to say it like that, but the most important one, because your business has to come from you. It has to be unique to you and it has to come through your channel. And using the breathwork is just such an easy way to tap in. So what I'm going to show you in the training is how to use the breathwork specifically to channel and specifically to tap into the energy, information, and wisdom that is meant to come through you and only you. Because that's the unique thing about this, the power of this, is it's just about you and what is meant for you. That is pretty much, I think, everything I wanted to say. And this really came from years of me noticing what was happening when I was breathing. And pretty much I've gotten all of the ideas for the things that I've shared in my business and things for other people as well. When I'm watching them breathe, I mean, I get a ton of information for people. And when you do share this space with somebody when you're breathing, I was talking about this in the certification the other day, there's a different kind of energetic exchange and you receive a different kind of energy when you are being present with someone while they breathe and facilitating breath work. And that's what has happened for me for so much over the years. I just didn't realize that I was channeling, especially when I was younger. I would get so much information, but I thought like I was just making it up or, you know, it was just my thoughts or whatever. But then gradually realized that I was receiving information for this person. I was channeling information that they needed to facilitate their healing process. So that has been kind of the journey for me through the facilitation and then through my own experience with getting so many ideas and downloads and courses and like deeper understandings of why things are happening and what I'm meant to do and how to move in my relationship, how to move in my business. Like, so it's really facilitated this ability for me to move in a very confident and clear way. And now that's why I want to teach it to you. We're going to link it below. Sign up to join us Monday and Tuesday. We already have a really great group forming and I'm just so excited about it because it's going to really be an experience. I'm going to do some teaching and then I'm going to facilitate a breathwork experience to connect you with your channel. You're going to start channeling stuff. And it's probably going to be about an hour, but I'm telling people to block out 90 minutes because it could go longer. And then also, if you can, to not schedule anything after because you really want to give yourself the opportunity to integrate, because it is going to be an experience that is going to change you and probably change your perspective. And you're probably going to receive some information that might change things for you, or that you might just really need to sit with and process and integrate. So you want to give yourself the time and space to do that. And then I haven't announced this yet, but I'll announce it here. I'm going to be doing a bonus Q&A for people probably the following Friday. And I'll be announcing that soon for those of you that have signed up already. But I really want to give you the opportunity to integrate the work and to be able to apply it in a very practical sense. So I want to give you the opportunity to ask if you have specific questions on how to apply the training to your business or how to apply it to your life. I really want you to feel confident in your ability to do that. So there will be a bonus Q&A that I'll be announcing coming up soon. Okay, I think that's all I want to talk about. I'm going to leave it there. Any other announcements right now? I do have real results coming up in April. I also highly recommend everyone does real results because you receive my process that you can bring into any container and enhance the results that you get in any container, because it really shows you how to take the information that you receive in your personal growth process, your healing process, even in a business container, and apply it to get better results, more tangible results, and higher level results in all areas of your life, especially business. So that's that. We'll link that below as well. I'm sending you all so much love. Have an amazing weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a review, and share the show with your friends who you know are yearning for this type of content. When you leave a review, send us a screenshot and we'll send you a $250 credit you can apply to anything else in my world. You can stay connected with me by following me on Instagram at Elise_breathes and by joining my Facebook group, Financial Freedom for Spiritual Entrepreneurs, where I share all of my most fun and potent content. Make sure you download my breathwork for financial freedom at elisebreathes.com. See you next time.